Also in his news conference today, President Bush denied new claims that al-Qaeda is stronger than ever.
There is a perception in the coverage that that al-Qaeda may be as strong today as they were prior to September 11th. That's just simply not the case.
Bruce Riedel is a terrorism expert and senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He recently wrote an article on al-Qaeda's strength for Foreign Affairs magazine. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff said this week that he had a, quote, gut feeling that there's an increased chance of a summertime attack. And today he backed away from that comment. What do you think? What is the real threat?
I think the new intelligence report is correct that al-Qaeda has built a safe haven in the Pakistani-Afghan badlands. It's built another very successful franchise in Iraq, where there was no al-Qaeda 5 years ago. And it's spread its tentacles throughout the Middle East and into Western Europe. And I think the danger today is a very grave and serious one.
Do you mean danger to the entire West, danger to the United States in particular, danger worldwide?
I think the danger is first and foremost in the Middle East. Al-Qaeda wanted to get the United States and its coalition allies dragged into long, bloody wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, hoping that it could do to the United States what the Mujahideen did to the Soviets in Afghanistan in the 1980s. But it goes beyond that. I think that al-Qaeda has also been trying to build an infrastructure to attack in Western Europe and ultimately to replicate the attack against the United States that it carried out in September of 2001.
How has al-Qaeda been able to rebuild their organization?
Well, I think the simplest but most accurate way to put it is this. We took our eye off the ball. In the winter of 2001 and 2002, we had al-Qaeda cornered in the Afghan-Pakistan badlands. But at that critical moment, we chose to take the most important intelligence resources and special forces units we had and redeploy them to prepare for the invasion of Iraq.
There was a report out recently in the New York Times saying that there was a planned attack on al-Qaeda strongholds in Pakistan, but it was called off because it just got too big and looked like it was an American invading force into an ally, Pakistan. So how can the U.S. carry out any military operations within Pakistan? Pakistan is an ally, after all.
Well, I think what the United States needs is a grand strategy for going after al-Qaeda, which incorporates all parts of our diplomatic, military, and political efforts. Part of that strategy would be a new relationship with Pakistan.
What about the role of Pervez Musharraf? He is the leader of Pakistan. And is he someone to be trusted? Is he someone that is an ally in the U.S. fight against al-Qaeda and terror?
I think General Musharraf has been a selective ally. He's been very helpful in getting some al-Qaeda lieutenants, but on the whole, he has tolerated the revival of the Taliban organization and within the Taliban organization of the al-Qaeda core in the badlands along his border. Moreover, today, President Musharraf is a man facing a very serious political crisis at home. President Musharraf's shelf life, I think, may be now much diminished, and it's time that the United States started thinking about how we can assist a transition to civilian rule.
Bruce Riedel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bruce Riedel is a senior fellow at the Saban Center at the Brookings Institution. His article, Al-Qaeda Strikes Back, appeared in last month's issue of Foreign Affairs magazine.